Aloha, and welcome to another Parts Subject-Specific Class Overview. Today our subject is Buyer's Needs. We've touched on marketing and market segmentation. We've looked at how to sell on the telephone, how to use the telephone as a customer service tool, how to overcome objections, a whole host of aspects of operations within a parts business. We're not going to get very far, however, unless we truly do understand what our customers, what our buyers need. This class goes into specific detail based on surveys that have been conducted over the last 30 to 40 years of what the customers, our buyers, need and want from their supplier in the parts business. It's rather straightforward and very simple, but unless we truly grasp what it is that they want, how are we able to provide the services and supply that they need? Of course, in the parts business, the number one issue is always parts availability. And many of you are aware of my number one rule in the parts business: find every part that every customer is looking for and do it the same day that they ask for it and get back to them before the end of the day, before you go home, with where you have found the part to be available. Parts availability is very much the number one issue. However, there are a host of other reasons that the customer wants to deal with you and needs to deal with you. And we truly do need to understand this if we expect to provide the services that we require. This class will give you plenty of things to think about and consider in your approaches with your customers and your business operations, the hours of service, the days of the week, what you do after hours, and all of those customer-centric things that we need to do to provide unbelievable service to them, way above and beyond what they expect. Overcoming customer objections, that's a very important part of selling. Satisfying their needs is much more in the realm of what we need to do. We need to get into the business of defining and describing what customer satisfaction means. Buyer's needs are an absolute prerequisite to doing that. I hope this overview gave you a better understanding of this important class, and I look forward to talking with you again on another subject soon.